The word today is family. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. God is interested in having you become His child. You are already someone's earthly child, but He desires to be your heavenly Father. While earthly relationships struggle and break down at times, God invites you into a relationship which He will make absolutely perfect over time. Here is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Family.
This summer, Connie, my wife, and I went up to Canada, her homeland, and we were part of a big family reunion up there during the month of July. It was a beautiful event. It was about 2 days long, and we got to visit with many relatives across the nation. And it was a good feeling. All these people that have a love and a concern and enjoy visiting with each other. And it got me thinking about family. In the Bible, in Psalm 68, there's a verse that says, God sets the lonely in families. It can also be translated, God sets the desolate in a homeland. God seems to want people to connect. Of course, He showed us that He wants to connect with people because He sent His Son Jesus to take on human flesh so that we might have a divine brother, so that we might be a part of God's family. In fact, thinking things through, as we consider life, there's typically three families that might impact us. The first is the family, of course, that you're born into. The second is optional. It's the family you might receive through marriage. And the third, again, also is optional. And that is whether you are a member of the family of God, that is, to be a child of God through Jesus Christ. Thinking about that first family, the family that you were born into, I know that many individuals have what's now called dysfunctionality, major problems in the family. There could be abuse physically, verbally. There could be drug usage or alcoholism. There could be abandonment where the family's torn apart and doesn't even physically live together anymore. There can be a lot of problems with families, and the Bible recognizes this already in the first few chapters of Genesis. The first murder is committed by two brothers. That's why I often say that all social crime is family crime. Whenever there's a dispute between family members, it can't help but spill out and touch other people's lives in negative ways. We look at people in the Bible like Jacob, who had a scummy uncle, Laban, and two wives, and you're talking about all kinds of dysfunctional results when you have polygamy, and the 12 sons always having rifts and fights that went on all the way through the Old Testament tribes of Israel. We think of Samson, who was a womanizer, and he was a real ladies' man, as they say, but he attached himself to whores and prostitutes, and he showed his anger in such drastic ways. He didn't listen to his parents. There's so many family issues. Well, did you win or lose? Were you born into a great family that's loving? Or were you like one of these biblical characters where your family had major problems? One thing you should take comfort in is that God loves you despite whatever family you were in, whether you were a planned child by your parents or, as people might say, an accident. It doesn't matter. For God, there are no accidental people. Whatever family you were born into, God wants you in His family. I hope that those that were born into families with a lot of strife and division or problems would be able to seek help or counseling and be able to overcome some of those problem things that happened in life. And then your marriage. If you marry, you can serve God with more freedom and strength if you do not marry and you're single. But if you have the desire for marriage, the scripture says it's not wrong. So go ahead and marry. And then you have another family, an extension to your own family, your in-laws. Well, these people, God willing, also are wonderful. Hopefully these are Christians. Hopefully these are people who will support you and encourage your wife and you. When I was looking for a wife, I was looking at Proverbs 31 quite often. I almost had it committed to heart because it talks about the woman of great worth and great nobility. And it describes her as being industrious, where she will work with her hands, where she is well respected. She provides for her family. And I thought, I want a woman like that, a woman of high character and noble intentions. Well, Connie is my wonderful wife of 17 years now, and the Lord has truly blessed me with her. And I feel as though I've won in terms of marriage. Christian marriage is a beautiful thing, and not only is the joy in the fact that the two shall become one flesh in marriage, but also that you get another set of mom and dad, and you get brothers and sisters that come to celebrate, but also be a part of your life. And it's a joyous thing. But maybe your marriage wasn't so hot. Maybe your marriage crashed and burned. Maybe you've suffered divorce, or maybe your marriage is in struggle right now just to survive. What I would urge to you is that if your marriage is hurting, humble yourself. Don't say, we don't need the help. Go to seek counseling, and not some counselor that'll just try to tell you to seek your own happiness. Go to someone who will be honest with you and tell you what you need to do to change, to help your marriage and to make it survive and thrive. The big key for me when I counsel couples is compromise. Be able to let go of what you want, your perfect decision, in order to benefit the relationship. Compromise is beautiful. And the more that you understand that compromise builds your marriage, the more you will be willing to compromise with your partner. It's a sign of strength, and it's a sign of love to be able to work with someone, to be able to agree with them. And especially Christians should be willing to compromise and to give in on things that are not life and death, that are not critical. Keep that in mind, and maybe that can be helpful for you. The third family, the family that cuts across these other two, the one that is most important because it's eternal, is your spiritual family. In the scriptures, it's made perfectly clear the only ones who are in the family of God, the only ones who are children of God, brothers and sisters to Jesus, are Christians. But this invitation is for all people. Even though membership in the family of God comes only through Jesus Christ, it is offered to the whole world. God is not trying to exclude people. He's giving the invitation for all people through Jesus Christ to be saved. That's why Jesus Christ gave His life. That's why He suffered and died, so that you could become a child of God. And this then becomes your spiritual DNA, your spiritual bloodline. It's the most important family, I said, because it's eternal. You will at some point lose your natural family, the one you were born into. You will also lose your marriage family, and at some point lose your marriage partner as well. But you will never lose those who are in Christ and your Lord Jesus Himself. Jesus is, as we said, our divine sibling. And he wants us to learn discipleship, to live as a child of God the Father. The goal of being a child of God is to gain intimate familiarity with our brother Jesus, to learn how he thinks, what he says, how he does things, and to try to mold ourselves to be like him. That's what discipleship is about. It's more than just having a head knowledge. It's learning how to think like him and how to act like he would. And the way to do that is to study him, to watch him in these situations in the gospel accounts, and to try to turn our minds so that we will act as he does. Getting to know Jesus and knowing our Heavenly Father is the primary call of the Gospels. It's the loving Father, like Jesus said in the story of the loving Father, otherwise known as the prodigal son. It's the Heavenly Father who wants to bring his children close to him, and that we have strayed in our sin, but he is waiting to receive us back and take us back. And he even celebrates when we come crawling back, so ashamed of our sin, that he is just delighted to see us, even though we may have hurt him. That's the incredible love of God. That's the kind of Heavenly Father that we have. That's the kind of Heavenly Father that we need. And our Lord Jesus teaches us about this. Of all of the family relations that you have, your most important family is in Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing is, all it takes to be a part of God's family is to ask in, to simply say, Lord, I confess my sins. I want to be your child. I want to be a brother or a sister of Jesus. Please take me as your own child. You may have struggled in your marriage or in your personal birth family, but God wants you as his child. He wants to adopt you so that you will be a sibling of Christ and his child for all eternity.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? The New Testament offers many images of Jesus, and perhaps one of the most tender is of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. In a booklet entitled Shepherd, Pastor Paul Schrader discusses the nature of the Lord Jesus as the shepherd of our souls and as the gate to eternal life. Request your free copy by writing us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.